WDI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, brother, you busy, man? You Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. It endures forever, my Father. What a mighty God you are, Father. Father, I just, my heart is just full, Lord, right now, Father, for what you're doing in the earth, Father, through your men and women, Father, who you have placed in this earth, Father, to sow the seeds of your incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of your word, my Father. And I know, Father, as they return your word to you, my Father, in ministering to those of us, your people, Lord God, that it will not return void, Father, but it will accomplish, Father, that which you sent it to do. And for that, my Father, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for enlightening the eyes of our understanding, Father, so that we can begin to see what you're doing in the earth today, Father. Hallelujah. Thank God for what we are doing, Father. But what's way more important, Lord, you revealing to your people, to all of us, Father, what you're doing in the earth today. And, Father, that's a far greater work than anything that we could do for you. Is that you are doing in, through, and for us, my Father. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God. For our eyes ain't seen and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts, my Father, all those great and mighty things that you have in store for us. And if you said it, good God Almighty, it's a done deal. If you spoke it, it got to come to pass, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you would incorporate us in on that, and that you would send forth, Father, the gift, Father, the manifestation, Lord, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, the bishops, all the men and women of God that minister your word, Father, to edify us and to build us up for the work of our ministries, my Father God. And Lord, we'll thank you, Lord, that it's all you. And Lord, it's you, O Lord. You're the Alpha and Omega. You the beginning and the end is you, O Lord. Lord. And you who have begun a good work on the inside of us, my Father, you're going to complete that thing. And once again, for that, we say thank you too, Lord. So here we are, Father, at the king's table, my Father. Lord, to eat from the king's table, to eat the king's food, glory to God, the food that the king eats, good God of mine. And, Father, we count that an honor and a privilege, Father, for you have invited us to the banquet of your son. Good God Almighty. Hey, what you say, Father? Hey, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who invited man, people, to the banquet of his son. And, Father, you have invited us, Father. into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, to that banquet, Father, where we can eat the king's food. We thank you for the servant's food, Father, for that's the purpose of it, to lead us, Father, into the presence of the Most High God, to lead us, Father, all the way in behind the veil into your very presence so that we can eat, you know, the king's food. So that my brother was saying right before I came on, so that, amen, you can speak life to yourself. That you got all the power, boy, the Holy Ghost living on the inside of every last one of us. Same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living on the inside of every one of us, Father. And Lord, you are sowing your seeds today, Father, in the earth. And Lord, hallelujah, you are sowing your seed in the earth, my Father God, and these are incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of life, the word of the Most High God. And for that, Father, we say thank you. So once again, here we are in your presence. Feed us. Here's our cup. Lift us up and make us whole. Feed us till we want no more. Quench that thirstiness in our hearts and soul to know you better, to serve you better, to obey you more, to love you more, to become more and more and more like you on a daily basis, steady becoming who you created us to be. The mighty men and the mighty women of the Most High God, Father, for you said it. Now be it unto us according to your word. So here's our cup, Father. Fill us up. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Amen and amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about every time I come on there, I always got to say that. I don't know. I think that's a part of my cliche or something like that to say, man. You know, it just come out of my mouth automatically. Hallelujah. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, because that's who you really are. And boy, I'm talking about, boy, God is sending man. I'm talking about gifts in the earth today through his fivefold ministry that's beginning to minister that type of life to you. I'm not talking about the religiosity of the life. I'm talking about, boy, I'm talking about the life that's in God's word into our hearts. Let me tell you something what God is doing so that you can give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. And listen, God is reestablishing his kingdom, his rule, what he's doing, what his intent is, what his purpose is, what his desire is, back up on this earth. Well, man, his culture, his atmosphere, his environment. What's his atmosphere, his environment? You call it heaven. Back up on this earth. And boy, he's doing it through man, his family of sons called mankind. And to do that, let me say it again. Lord. He created, boy, a family of sons called mankind. And through them, he would establish, boy, his will, his intent, his desire, his plan, his purpose for the creation of the earth and the reason why he put mankind up on this earth. Good God Almighty. And boy, I'm talking about that's the extent, boy, I'm talking about him to the earth and everything that it consists of through that family of sons called mankind. To do what? To establish man God in this earth. To make it on this earth just like it is in heaven. Let me tell you something. It takes a mighty man and a mighty woman to do that. I ain't talking about no just apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors, Muslims, Hindus, Christians. No, I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about it takes a mighty man and a mighty woman to fulfill, man, the purpose that God has for our life. And boy, let me tell you something, man. There's a going on in God. Listen, let me tell you something. All we know is all that we have learned. Everything that we know right now is a result of what we have learned. But listen at this. But all that we have learned is not nearly all that there is to know. What else are going on in God, man, until we reach the fullness of a statue of Christ, like boy, my brother Bishop was talking about, man, before I came on here. Till you do the things that Jesus did, till you walk like him, till you talk like him, that you live like him, that you manifest him in the earth, man, until we reach the fullness of that statue, man, that's a continuously going on in our God. Until we reach that. That's why the Bible says he gave us apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the work of the other ministry, till we all come to the unity of the faith too. And the end results say, till we all men reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, until we become men who we already are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. I ain't talking about just no mere man or mere woman. I ain't just talking about no woman of God or a man of God. I'm talking about a mighty one. Good God Almighty. Well, what might, man? I'm talking about all the might of Almighty God living on the inside of us. Listen at this. Man, as a result of all that there is to know, compared to the thing that we do know, man, the thing that we do know right now, like, man, we living far below our rights and privilege, far below the authority and power and might that's on the inside of us. We living and dying like mere men and mere women, man, when all the time, man, we're the sons of the Most High God. And devil don't ever want you to know that, and he don't ever want you to hear that and hear that and hear that and hear that. You know, man, you're hearing sermons and all that good thing, man, you know, and everything else, man, you know, and that stir you up and get your emotions ready. But that inspire you, that's a means to an end, what? To go get you some information. Hallelujah. Thank God, man, for the fivefold ministry that's out there. Thank God for all the word that's going forth out in the earth today, man. Let me tell you something, boy, that's the word of God. Whether they preaching the kingdom or not, it's still the word of God. Now, man, whether they fall on good ground, stony ground, thorny ground, wayside soil, man, that's a whole different story. But it's still the word of God. And the Bible says some fall on good ground and thorny ground and thorny ground and everything else. But boy, that don't stop the man, the seed from being sown or planted. And God will speak his word. If he got to speak it through a donkey, man, his word going to go forth. And however it go forth, man, let me tell you something, it ain't going to return to him void. And boy, he said some things about you and I, man. Not in the beginning, but from the beginning. I'm talking, what do you mean from the beginning? Before there ever was a seen world, a seen realm. God already prayed within his mind, man, boy, his plan and prayed within destiny for your heart. You quoted in your scripture and say, hey, man, God chose us before the foundation of the world. You quote that, but you don't know what that means, man. That means, man, he did choose us before the foundation of the world. Choose what? That we should be holy and without blame, covered in his love. Well, that's how he chose, but listen, first thing he did was decide what he wanted. What he wanted, he wanted a man up just like him, holy and without blame, covered in his love. Good God Almighty. What he did, that's what he chose. Before the foundation of the world, chose what? That you should be just like him. That's what holy means. Holy, just like him. Pure integrity, same character, same nature, same functioning abilities, man, same as him. Not a God of yourself, but a God in and of him that comes from him, that offspring from him. I told you, boy, when that man is like, hey, boy, that's why every time I come on here and say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, I ain't talking to that natural man. I ain't talking to that religious man. I ain't talking about man, you know, that I'm talking about that child of the Most High God that's living on the inside of these physical bodies that we live in. I'm talking about that mighty man that comes from God, that offspring from God. I'm talking to that spirit man, man, you know, that's on the inside of you, the real you, to edify you. Thank God for all the message that edify the soul and stir you up and get your emotions all up and everything else and get you all hyped up, man. I mean, thank God for that. That's the word of God, too. But there's a purpose for that word, what? That's to inspire you so that you can go get some information. What's this here? This is information here, brother. Why? So that you can get all that you're inspired of, man, you know, and that you see, man, that belong to you. But if you don't know how to go get it, man, then there you'd just be going just like the children of Israel were when they were delivered, man, out of Egypt. They were just going around and around and around in circles, man, when all the time right there across the Jordan River is the promised land. Right there at your hands, right now. Even so now, right now, at your hand is all that you're trying to get, man. All of the kingdom of heaven, man, that you're trying to get to and getting everything else. All that right now, boy, has arrived. It's here. Jesus didn't come here, man, to bring us to heaven and to get us to live right so that we can go back up to heaven. No, he come down here, man, to redeem us from, man, that ignorance of who we really are, man, so that we can come back to the knowledge of the truth of who you really are. Hallelujah. Who are you, man? You the child of the Most High God. You the son of the Most High God. Some of us in male bodies and some of us in female bodies, but we all sons. We all man, hallelujah. We all offspring from God. We all are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. And boy, you need to hear that, man. How come you need to hear that? I ain't talking about just like what we've been doing, man, every now and then, man, you might hear that, man. And boy, I'm talking about not only being inspired, but being formed. Because what? That you really are. God created you in his image and his likeness. That automatically make you a mighty man, a mighty woman. You are. Whether we walk in it or not, man, this still don't change the word of God. Boy, you hear that and that seed of that word take root on the inside of you, then, boy, I'm talking about something take place on the inside of you. Boy, something come alive on the inside of you. Boy, that's that spirit, man. And boy, sometimes after they had come alive, and boy, they hear, let me tell you something, Jesus say, my sheep hear my voice. Lord. What are you talking about, brother? I ain't talking to the natural man. I couldn't have talked to that spirit man that's on the inside of you. I couldn't have talked to that king that's on the inside of you. I couldn't have talked to that queen that's on the inside of you. I come to talk to that ruler that's on the inside of you. Saying what, man? Then I don't care what you might be going through. I don't care what the deal is. I don't care what, man, this, what, I don't care what it might look like, what it might seem like, what it might be in the natural. I come to tell you, boy, that there's another government that's upon this earth, man, called the kingdom of God, that I'm talking about is an everlasting kingdom. And whether you know it or not, man, even because you believe in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, because you have some type of faith in him and everything else, then you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God's dear son. And let me tell you something, man, that's a different way of living. It's like living, man, as a natural citizen, and that's living like, man, a royal citizen. It's kind of like, man, this, you know, over there in England where they got, the king is, King Charles is over there. Man, okay, him and his family and everything, man, they live a royal life. But they got a whole lot of other citizens, man, in that territory, man, out there. They're just civilians. They're just natural life. They're just living natural, man. But they're in the same city and everything else. But, boy, you got that culture, and then they got that other culture over there, man. Lord. More daughters of the Christian men are living, man, or the children. Oh, Lord. The majority of men we living, man, like men, just the regular citizens. That's in the territory. Instead of living like who we really are. We ain't just the natural citizen men in the community, man. We are the royal family of the Most High God. You a chosen generation. You a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. A peculiar people. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. You are the family of God. If you're the family of God and a child of God, then you ask not no civilian. And let me tell you something, boy. This is what the deal is, man. You say it all the time. Our Father which art in heaven. If that's your father, man, you ain't no just regular citizen, man, in the community, man. You are the royal household. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a king, a queen, a ruler. That's what it means. Man, we got to take away from just what the high sound, you know, king or queen. And you just start thinking about natural king. I'm talking about what a king and a queen is, the purpose of the king and the queen, not just the pronunciation of it and what we get from it, but that's a ruler. What they do, they rule over their territory. What's their territory? They life, they circumstances, they situations, they symptoms. What they do, they rule over there. How they rule over it? The way a king rule. Well, how a king rule over his territory? With his word. How he rule? With his word. And in the kingdom, what the king say is what goes. Same thing in our life, man. You know, hey, what you saying, that's what's going. Somebody say we living far below our right and privilege because we living like the natural citizen man instead of living like the royal priesthood that we are. The royal priesthood. Not just a priesthood, a royal priesthood. Not just religious people, man, but I'm talking about, man, kings and queens. Governing things. Jesus ain't lead the earth into the hands of man, the natural politician that he has. He left the earth in the hands of the church. Who is that? That's the call out one. I'm not talking about just the ones who gathering together and having church on Sunday. Them too, but man, you know, he can't get it done through them. He get it established and set up through them. I told you that's a going on an hour ago. Thank God for man, you know. Let me tell you something, man. If he's talking about religion and everything else, but man, let me tell you something. It's God that's doing the work, man, that's doing this thing. And if he got to work through religion, man, to get his overall purpose accomplished, he don't mind doing that. And he don't live in time. He live in eternity. So if it take him a trillion years to get it done, man, don't matter to him. All one thing you can know for sure, man, what? That if it's going forth out of his mouth, it's going to happen. I don't care if it don't look like it, don't sing like it, ain't act like it, ain't being like it, ain't on the earth, man, in this natural realm that you live in. I don't care what the deal is, man. Can't nothing alter the word that have gone forth out of God's mouth. And let me tell you something, boy, this is something that you need to know. And you need to hear this. If you don't hear nothing else I say on this broadcast today, you need to hear this. The first word that came out of his mouth, the Most High God, concerning you, mankind, you and I, and our family and everything else, you know what he said? Let us make man in our image. Good God Almighty. This is the first word that came out of his mouth. Let me tell you, let me remind you of something. Ain't a devil in hell man can alter the word that have gone forth out of God's mouth. You're talking about the word. Here's the original word. It's called the law of life. The original word, what? That went forth out of his mouth. I ain't talking about what he spoke to us through the prophets and everything else and the law and the prophets. Thank God for that, but I'm talking about the original word. That which was man from the beginning. That word. I ain't talking about the word that we've been hearing. Most of the word that we've been hearing and interpreting and everything else is the word that God spoke to mankind after Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and got cast out into the wilderness. God didn't stop dealing with them, man, after they sinned. Man, God promised them, I ain't never going to leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. What? I spoke over you. Lord, if I spoke over you, hallelujah, I got to watch over my word. Lord, good God Almighty. What? God said, if I spoke over you, I got to watch over my word. I don't care if you're faithful or unfaithful, man. I'm still faithful, boy. I got to watch over my word. I got to see that my word is accomplished. And it's guaranteed. I ain't talking about the natural guarantee that we talking about. I'm talking about, boy, the guarantee of the Most High. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God, he but one God. Hallelujah. Now, he got many characteristics and everything else. And you can call him the Most High because he do have a lot of ways. Man, this is way past finding out. You can manifest him. He God. He can be who he want to be, do what he want to do, say what he want to say. He the one. That's why I don't care what we accomplish on this earth, man. You know, hey, man, one thing we got to always stay conscious of what? Hey, give him the credit. The more credit we give to him, more his glory he manifests in our lives. Just give him the credit. It's for the glorification of him. It's so that God might be glorified. But that God might be glorified. Hallelujah. Well, that God word might be manifested in our lives. What word? Let's make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them, this is the first word that God spoke over us, and let them have dominion. Dominion, man, is kingdom. That means rule. That means reign over. This is your territory, the earth. the fish of the sea, the bird, the cattle, everything that creepeth up on the earth, the whole earth, that's your territory. The Bible says in Psalms, the highest heaven belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. Here, this is your territory. Have dominion over it. Have kingship over it. Have power. Have control. Have influence. Have authority. Have might in it. Right? And do this what? Right? And establish, man, you know, the culture and the environment and the atmosphere that you come from. Where we came from? We come from God. Where is God? He's in heaven. That's why Philippians say our citizenship, our original citizenship, is in heaven. We come from heaven. God ain't come down here, man, sent Jesus, man, to bring us back up to where he came from. He come down here, man, to fix up where we fell from. Where we fell from? We fell from our dominion over the earth. He gave that authority over to the devil in Adam's rebellion or Adam's disobedience. And then plunged our earth into what it is here today. And even though the mess that is in here today, man, God ain't never stopped, man, left us and never forsook us. Even in this old world that we live in right now, he's right here with us. And man, in the Old Testament, he could never be on the inside of them. Why? Because they had, you know, sin. And the penalty had not been paid, but he was never, man, even though he couldn't live in them, he never left them. He never forsook them. He was right there, man. I'm talking about, even though they went through some trials and tribulations, even though they went through some hardships and everything else, well, he was right there with them, man. Hallelujah. What? Fulfilling his promise. What did his promise say? When Adam and them, man, disobeyed God and got put out of that original, man, atmosphere and environment and word that God had spoke over their life, that they were living in. They were living in that, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, what God spoke over them. Let's make them in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Who? Let them have control over this earth. Let them be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. So that, man, the whole earth might be filled with the glory of God. The whole earth being filled with the glory of God, what's that, Arthur? It being on earth just like it is in hell. That's God's original intent and desire and plan and purpose for the creation of earth and bringing you and I down from earth, down from heaven, excuse me, down from heaven to earth, what? To be fruitful and multiply and subdue and replenish. And control and master and have authority over what? This whole earth. And you know what he did, brothers and sisters? He ain't just, man, you know, spoke that. He established that. That's in your Bible in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. The Bible say, and God formed man. Who is man? That's that real you. That's that man I'm talking to, boy. That's that mighty. That's that. That's not that man civilian over there. That's that little king over here in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who you talking about? To that king in you. What Donald Lawrence song say? The king in me come to speak to the king in you or the queen in you. To let you know that you were born to reign. You were born to rule. Hallelujah. And boy, you got to become that. And walk in the reality of that, because that's what you were created to do. Let them have dominion over everything, or whole earth. I mean, let you have power and control and influence over it. Let me say it in a simpler way. Instead of circumstances and situations that we live in here on the earth dictating to us, like it's been doing for generation and generation and generation, well, we flip the script, man, and we start dictating to the circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronts our life. Ain't that what our big brother Jesus did? When they brought the sick to him, man, he healed them all. He didn't let the circumstance, situation, and symptom dictate to him. All those that came to him, he healed them all. Well, he didn't let the circumstance, situation, and symptom dictate to him. He dictated to it. He cast out devils. He walked on the water. He spoke to man, listen, he didn't let no circumstance, even death. They crucified him and he got up. He didn't let circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, dictate to him. He dictated to it. He said, man, your greatest enemy is death. You'll fear that. He said, well, let me tell you something, man. Destroy your temple. In 3 days, I raise it up. He didn't let circumstance, situation, and symptoms dictate to him. He knew, man, what he was going to do, but he also knew, boy, the promise of the Father. Boy, they call out about Shabbat. Then in 3 days, boy, he's going to rise. Glory to God. That's the promise of the Father. That's the word of God. Good God Almighty. And let me tell you something, man, about Jesus and one of the reasons why he came, man. He came to show you and I us. He came to show you and I us. He came to show us, man, you, as he is, so are we. The work that he do, so shall we. As the Father sent him, so send he us. The Bible say for this reason in the book of 1 John, 3 John, or whichever one it is over in the New Testament around Revelation. It says, for this reason was the Son of God manifested to destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? To separate you, man, from who are from that real man, and separate you from your sovereignty and your dominion and your raw power, separate you from the knowledge of who you really are, where you really come from, what you really can do, why you really here, where you really going to end up here. See, those are mankind's age-old questions. Who are we? Where we come from? Why are we here? Number four, what can we do? What's the potential that's on the inside of us? And number five, when it's all said and done, where are we going to end up at? And mankind got all kind of concepts, man, to those age-old questions. Some think this way, some think that way. Some think we come from a monkey. Some think we come from a salamander that creeped up on the mountain, man, millions of years ago. Some think we come from the Big Bang Theory. All that, man, is... Those are mankind's age-old questions. You got different theories of it. And listen, you know, God revealed to us, I told you, man, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And if you want to know the purpose of a thing, man, you got to go to the one who created the thing, man. He can reveal to us those age-old questions. We've been going everywhere else and in the minds of mankind and in the five-sense reason of mankind to find the answer to these questions. And all that, all the answers that we come up with, man, are just concepts. But the answer is found in the precepts. Not the conceived ideas that we have, man, and the different ideas and ideologies and philosophies that we have, Lord, but to go all the way back to that which was from the beginning, what? The truth. What the king said. And then begin to, man, you know, dissect everything through that. What the king say? What the king say? Let's make them in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and everything that creepeth up on the earth and over all the earth. And then the king said, and the king and God blessed them. Boy, that's a seal of guarantee right there. That's a seal of guarantee. Boy, that what he just said, what he spoke over us, let's make them in our image and our likeness and let them have, man, dominion over the earth and let them dictate instead of circumstance, situation, and self and dictate to them. Let them, man, rule over the earth. Yeah. You're going to get that, man, and put that back into its proper perspective. And he is back to who it really belonged to. You know, he spoke that over us. And if he spoke that over us, man, he got to complete it. That's why them scriptures in your birth, man, that you quote, man, you know, are all pieces of the puzzle. What? He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete it. He going to complete it. You know, so what are you saying, Arthur? So, man, you need to hear things. You know, you need to be edified. You need to be built up. You need to be strengthened. You need to be encouraged that there are going on in God. Don't just be complacent with where you are in God. You created in his image and his likeness, man. And that's the destination. That's the road that you own. That's where you're going to end up at, man. What he said about you, Let's create man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth, and let it be on earth just like it is in heaven, and let the whole earth be filled with the glory of God. That's it. That's the destination, man. Heaven on earth. We've been praying it all our lives, man, but have not really understood the revelation of it. Well, that's the first request that you ask for. Man, we go to God and ask for everything else but that. We go to God and tell the man about all our needs that we have here in the natural area where the man is, and God say, first of all, man, I give you the invitation, man, to come to my presence and get what you need, but that's still a protocol. That's still a proper procedure. That's still, you got to learn, man. The disciples ask Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. You teach us how to pray. Because I see when you pray, good God Almighty, when you come out of prayer and you go out there into everyday world and situation and everything else, man, instead of circumstance, situation, instead of dictating to you, you dictate to it. But before you go out there and do all them things like that and live that kind of life, you go before, man, you wake up, man, a great while before day and you go into this thing called prayer. And boy, when you come out of there, good God Almighty. Demons start running and blind eyes start opening and deaf ears start coming. And the dead raised to life and the fish and multiplied and the two loaves multiplied and sold men being won to the kingdom of God, man. Good God Almighty. Yeah, they say, hey, man, that's why I was manifested. To destroy the works of the devil. What the work of the devil mean? To blind you to the truth of God's word. The Bible says this gospel of the good news of what God has restored back to us is here. It's because the God of this world system, this darkness, this ignorance that we are of it, the God of that system is the devil. Because he has blinded our eyes and hardened our heart. To sin we see not, and hearing we hear not. Because if you did hear, boy, what I'm saying right now, let me tell you something, boy. If you heard, man, what God is saying, man, you'd be listening. Wouldn't nobody out there invite you to go to church, man? If we would be manifested in our life, man, wouldn't nobody out there invite you to go to church? Them people followed Jesus, man. They followed him. Why they followed him, man? Because they saw something more than just a religion. They saw something more than folks just having good church and everything else. They saw, man, a lifestyle. They saw, man, somebody, I'm talking about, boy, speaking the word of God, man, and signs and wonders following it. We not careful, we be following the signs and wonders. I mean, all the time the signs and wonders are supposed to follow us. I ain't talking about just preaching God's word now. I'm talking about, boy, and not with enticing words of our knowledge and our wisdom and our understanding, but like Paul say, in demonstration and in power. What you saying, brother, out there, that's going on in our God? If we ain't getting to that place there yet and see that in that place there, then, man, we need to leave these elementary things, man, that we going over and over with, man, and start going on in our God. Until we reach the fullness of that stature of Christ that we were talking about earlier. Why God blessed us with his word through the fivefold ministry, through us ministering to one another. But let me tell you something, boy, it's the word of life that's going to build you up. And watch this here. Not inspire you, but hype you up, build you up, man. What? So that you might get your inheritance. That's what the Bible says in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. He said, I place you under the word of God's grace. What's the word of God's grace? The gospel that Jesus Christ preached. I'm not just talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the gospel that he preached. See, that's what the devil don't ever want you to be able to, man, grasp and understand, man. It's not just the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that's the means to what? To boy, get man what Jesus Christ preached. And listen to this, and listen to this carefully. This is the devil's most successful tactic, man, against us, man, as the body of Christ. He don't want you to know the difference between the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. That's two different things. So he'll preoccupy you with the good thing. What's the good thing? The gospel of Jesus. What's the gospel of Jesus? All the good news about Jesus. and how mighty he is, and how he's the Son of God, and how he wrought it, and how he can cast out devils, and how he, all that, the good news about Jesus and who he is and what he did and what he can do, you know. But he don't ever want you to know, man, and get the revelation, man, that treasure that's hid in this Bible, man, that's hidden for everybody. What? He don't want you to know the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. See, that's two different things. What's the gospel of Jesus? That's all the good news, man, that we've been preached about Jesus. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? He preached the gospel of the kingdom, man, of God and the kingdom of heaven. That's what he preached. I'm not talking about the gospel of who he is. That's in there too, man. But boy, what's more important than the gospel of Jesus Christ is you coming to the revelation, man, of the knowledge of the gospel that he preached. That's what has been hid in the graveyard of religion. I don't think I'll be stretching it if I say for the last 1,800 years at least. But the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. What's the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? All of the kingdom of hell. Everything that you lost in what Adam's disobedience caused, man, everything else, man. Listen, I come to get all that back for you, man. I come to do whatever it takes, everything that's required of you to do in order to get it, man. I come to do that for you, man, and get it back, man, and give it back to you. What? The law of life, what? The knowledge of what God said about you. What your Father in heaven said about you. To bring you back to the knowledge that you are a mighty man, that you are a mighty woman of the Most High God. To bring you back to the knowledge that, man, I'm talking about everything that you lost in Adam been restored back to you. What you lost in Adam? You lost your kingship. You lost your identity. You lost, man, the Holy Spirit. You lost your sovereignty. You lost your dominion that God gave you. You lost your kingship. You lost your authority, your power to govern and control and influence. You lost all of that. So the circumstance, situation, and symptoms are getting to dictate to mankind. It's kind of like, man, the world now is under the puppet string control of the devil. All you got to do is dangle a circumstance or a situation or a symptom in your life, and he'll make you act and respond, man, however he wants you to act and respond. And he'll have the circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, dictating our lives. So you get a pain, man, and that symptom, man, come across your chest, and the first thought is, oh, Lord, I hope I have a heart attack. You start lining your words up and your thoughts up, man, with what the circumstance, situation, and symptom is saying. And it'll create fear. It'll create a little doubt. It'll create a little wonder in there. When all the time, man, you were designed, man, to flip the script. Whenever a circumstance, situation, and symptom confronts ourselves, man, we don't allow it to dictate to it. We speak, boy, just like God did. Like my brother was saying earlier, boy, you speak over your life. You lay hands on your own self. You listen, you waiting on a miracle or something to happen. No, you got to take control and authority and power over your own life and come to the knowledge that you are a mighty man. Listen, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. That's why I love to say it, man. And boy, let me tell you something. It's a good thing to hear, man, me say it to you about who you are. But you know what's greater than that? When you grab the hold of that and you start saying yourself, I am a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. I am doing all things through Christ. Stop saying I'm going to be and everything else. Listen, as long as Abram was named Abram, he kept on saying what God had said to him. I'm going to be a father of many nations. I'm going to be, man, a father of many nations. Man, my seed going to be I've been saying that for 25 years. Then God came to him and changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And he said, and Abram mean I'm going to be a father of many nations. Abraham mean I am a father of many nations. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. When he starts saying I am a father of many nations, then, man, it wouldn't in a normal time that a conception normally take place at a birth at born. Less than a year later, man, after he changed his name, he had his first son. Hallelujah. They begun the process, what? For the fulfillment of God's word. Now listen at this. Abraham died, having not yet received the fullness of the promise. But the Bible says he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. So what you saying, Brother Arthur? I'm saying that there's a going on in our God, man, and we got to, man, stop being complacent, man, with where we are. We got to start, man, not only hearing the word of God, boy, but applying it to our lives. I'm talking about executing it. But I am a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Every sickness and disease and germ touch my body dies instantly. Why? Because I found out that I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I found out, man, that I'm talking about, man, my sins, though they like scarlet, is washed white as snow. I found out, man, that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, not of my works, man. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. I found out that through that righteousness that I have been made because of what Jesus Christ done for me, then I can reign in life. I can dictate to my circumstance, situation, and symptoms. And I can, because I'm my mom. When you start speaking, man, what God spoke over your life, boy, we'll start see, boy, and change, man, in our society and everything else. And here it is, our lives. When we begin to speak, not the circumstance, situation, and symptom, but we begin to speak, man, the gospel, man, that Jesus Christ preached. But, hey, as I am, so are you. What you see me doing, the way you see me living, the way you see me talking, the way you see me acting, hey, that's how you were created to be. That's how God created you. Just like what you see here, man, when God created Adam and Eve, man, Adam and Eve had the same authority and power and everything else that you see me walking in. Before they ate out that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, this is how they was living. Circumstance, situation, and symptom wasn't dictating to them. They were dictating to the circumstance, situation, and symptom until they lost their way. Until, man, you know, until they declared independence. Until, man, they and cause you and I, all of us who were born under that curse of the law. What? The curse of death. That's a law in the kingdom called a law of sin and death. You say, Adam, you can eat off all them trees, but man, don't eat off of that, but just stay, man, in my will for your life. Just stay under my, you know, under my tutoring, under my development, man, you know, because when it's all said and done, man, they're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. And all you got to do, Adam, is just, you know, hey, stay faithful, stay true, you know. If I tell you something, man, let me tell you something. Don't let nothing, no circumstance, no situation, no symptom come, man, and also death, man, or not. He said, listen, in the garden there's all kind of trees, even the tree of life. And in the midst of the garden, too, is another tree called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can eat off all the trees in the garden because I give you dominion over the earth and everything that's on the earth. I give you free will. That's another law in the kingdom called a perfect law of liberty. Listen, you can hear what I'm saying and you can cast it out the window and throw it out and you can say, oh, man, I ain't never ridiculous. And you can receive it and grab a hold to it and place it in your possession. You still got a will. And man, let me tell you something, man, our Father in heaven, he created us and gave us that free will. He ain't going to violate that. If he did, he'd be violating his word. That's why he say, I said before you this day, life and death. But you got to choose. It's there, but you got to choose. The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven is there, but you got to seek it. You got to go after it. You got to stop waiting on God to just pull things down up on the other man and start, man, flipping the script, man, and going, man, and take back, man, what rightfully belongs to us. We're still in the process of trying to bind up the devil. Man, listen, the devil's been bound up over 2,000 years ago. The purpose for the devil being bound up is not just to bind up the devil. We're still fighting battles against the devil. I bind you this and I bind you. But the devil already bound up. But the purpose for him being bound up, man, is not for you and I to try to just practice, man, and exercise that authority over and do spiritual warfare. That's all good and dead and everything else. But the purpose for the devil being bound up, man, is where we can go and take the spawn. Go get back what belongs to us, who we really are, the mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, that royal family, that chosen generation, the children of the Most High God, not just living men in civilian life more, but living men in the royal household of the King. Lord, that chosen generation, that royal priesthood. that peculiar people that you are, that God created you to be from the beginning, that we lost in Adam's disobedience, but through Jesus Christ, obedient man has been restored back to us. What? That identity. That origin. What identity? Who you really are. That origin. What? Where you really come from, where you originated from. You come from heaven. That's why Philippians say, man, our original citizenship is in heaven. You come from God. You're a masterpiece because we are a piece of the master, and the master is in heaven. So if you come from the master who is in heaven, then you come from, man, God, who are in heaven. So you come from God and from that environment, from that atmosphere, what? The atmosphere and environment of heaven. That's where you come from, to the earth. And I told you, God planted that God man in Eden, man, and there he placed the man. He planted that environment and that atmosphere and put man in that place, what? Heaven on earth. That's what the Garden of Eden is. An atmosphere and environment, man, put a moment on a spot on the earth with an open door into the presence of the Most High God. The literal presence of the Most High God, that atmosphere and that environment. Can you imagine that? Heaven on earth, on a spot on the earth, with an open door into the literal, man, presence of the Most High God, man, in his kingdom. Heaven on earth. And then he gave him an assignment, what? Be fruitful and multiply and make the whole world just like this little God. There ain't no Christian gang gonna do that. There ain't no Muslim can do that. There ain't no Hindu can do that. There ain't no man, you ain't, ain't no Catholic can do that. Ain't no Pope can do that. Ain't no President, no Prime Minister. None of the kings of the earth, none of them can do that. But the mighty men and the mighty women of the Most High God who are coming to the knowledge of who we really are in Christ Jesus, we can do it. And not only can we do it, the Bible says, we shall do it. What did Jesus say? The work that I do, what are you going to do to destroy the works of the devil? What the work of the devil? To keep you ignorant of who you really are. To keep you from the knowledge of the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. By preoccupying you with the gospel of Jesus, a good thing at the expense of forfeiting the great thing. We preach about Jesus, boy, Jesus Christ come preaching about us. All of the kingdom of heaven, man, is at your hand. The work that I do, you can do also. As I am, so are you. We put the focus on as he is, but boy, you know, you got to go on, man. What? As I am, yeah, we know how he is. This is what the emphasis on that, as he is. As I am, you say, so are you. That's what the devil don't steal in our life. What? That part that say, so are you. So he don't mind you, man, getting preoccupied as he is. And learn about as he is and all that he can do and everything, how great he is. No, you don't, man, grab that end result, and so are you. You mighty and you great, and you can do just like he do. You can live just like he live. You can cast out devils and open blind eyes. We can do all them things. Now, let me say it in a better way. The ability to do all those things and the right to do all those things and the authority to do all those things is available to us right now. That's our rights. That's our privileges as being mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. And listen to this here. This ain't about, man, you know, man, our thought and our strength and our ability and what we can do in and of itself. This is about, man, something that God has already done. It's not about us, man, you know, trying to get good and coming up with good ideas and good programs and good church meeting and good seminars and everything else and then incorporating God in it. No, that's good and everything else, but I'm talking about something a little bit greater than that. That boy coming to the knowledge, man, of God seminar and what God is doing and putting on his program and everything else. And boy, I'm talking about, man, allowing God to incorporate us in on what he's doing. So in order to do that, you got to come to the knowledge of what he's doing. Not bring him to the knowledge of what we're doing and what we want to do for him, but go before him and say, Lord, thy kingdom come. and thy will be done. Well, on earth, how? Just like it is in hell. Good God Almighty. That's the first request, like we were saying earlier. We go to God and tell God, ask God about the daily bread. I need this, I need that, I need this, and I need that. When the Bible says, boy, if you seek first, boy, what God says first was, hey, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. If you seek that first, and all these things that you're asking for in prayer, what you're going to eat, how you're going to make it, all them things will be added unto you. He said in man chapter 6, man, you know, of Matthew, he said, listen, your father know that you have need of all these things. But you ain't got to take no thought, man, of how you're going to make it, how you're going to eat, how you're going to live, you know, unless you declare independent, man, that your father know that you have need of all these things. But if you seek first, what? Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. Not my kingdom, not my will, not what I want, not what I want for myself, but what you want for me, God. What your will is for me, God. What your desire is for me, God. What your intent is for me, God. Not mine, Lord, but what yours is for why you created me. That's purpose, man. That's seeking destiny. That's asking man first, man, getting, man, you know, our priorities in line. And I'm talking about men responding to that, executing it. For what purpose, Brother Arthur? So that, man, I'm talking about that going on that I was talking about in God. Let me tell you something. We in a time, in a season right now where that going on in God, well, I'm talking about, boy, that's something that God is doing more in the earth today. What you mean, man? There's a going on in God. That's a passing in time, all down through time, man, and God accomplishing, man, his original will and intent and plan and purpose for all our lives here on the earth, boy. And we're at a place now, boy, in time and in history of mankind that, boy, God is moving, man. Because we're on the brink of a global explosion. You hear this? Of the gospel, man, not just of the gospel of Jesus, but of the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. We come into what the gospel that Jesus Christ preached? All of the kingdom of hell. Listen, watch this here. Let me kind of help break that down for you, what he said. This is his inaugurational message. This is his first public message. This is the first, if you can say it that way, this is the first sermon that he preached. This is the first thing that he publicly declared to the people. Now, he did some things, man, with people in groups and everything else. But for it to the public, this is his inaugurational speech. His first word was repent. And then he said, for the kingdom of hell has arrived. It's within your reach. It's at hand. That's what at hand means. It is here. This is how close it is to you. It's within your hand's reach. Now listen, what he say? The kingdom of hell. What? Everything that you try to do and live your life and serve it to God is so that you can get to that place and hope that when you die, you go to that place. Yeah. So here your whole Christian spirit is to get you to that place. Yeah. And here this guy comes saying, man, listen, change your way of thinking about trying to get to that place. Because why? Because I come to bring the place to you. And listen, the way I come to bring the place to you is not to establish it on the earth first, but to establish it in the earth. What does Bible say? The king, what, that's in me, come to speak to the king and the queen that's in you. Who? The king, where he at? In me. So this whole thing, man, it ain't going to, man, just manifest it on the earth first. It's going to manifest itself in you. In your spirit, as you come to the knowledge of it. That's why I say the king in me come to speak to the king in you. I come to speak to that real you. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. If you eat this flesh and drink this blood, if you don't, boy, you ain't got no life in you. But if you eat this word, boy, what I say unto you. He said in Matthew, you have heard that it has been said. He started quoting men what the Old Testament prophets say. And then he said, but I say unto you. The Old Testament prophet, boy, they spoke for God. Jesus Christ, he is God. Ain't nobody speaking for him. That God speaking itself. Ain't nobody speaking to him. That God, come on, son. See, the Holy Spirit would come upon the prophets, but he'd leave. But the Holy Spirit dwelt bodily in Jesus Christ. I'm talking about he was wall to wall Holy Ghost, man, full of all of the fullness of the Holy Ghost dwelt bodily in him. In fact, there was no indication that the Holy Ghost was nowhere walking in the earth. Remember, where were you? Because he was full of good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Couldn't do a work, what, man, you know, couldn't pass all our circumstances, all our situations, all our symptoms, man, and get to the root cause of it. What was it coming? That ignorance.